Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from National Hello. Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
I can't understand nothing you're saying. Who are you again?
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask you your race?
Black.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote.
Definitely. Democratic.
What is your age?
60.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
Extremely motivated.
Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Very closely.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I would say I'm a Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
I'm going to say I'm a strong Democrat at this point.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Well, there's some ups and downs, but I believe he's doing the best he can for the time being, and that it will get better.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's up and down. It gets better, then somehow we get pulled back out of it some kind of way.
Okay. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Improving K-12 public school education, protecting abortion rights, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, reducing crime, lowering cost of health care and prescription drugs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, combating division and racism, border security, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, creating more jobs and raising wages, making college more affordable, and forgiving student debt.
I could probably go with all of that, all of the above.
Okay. If you have to choose two of those.
The abortion and it was so many of them, I can't remember them all, but I know abortion was one that I agreed on, abortion rights. And let's just say the guns thing, keeping guns out of the wrong people's hands.
Okay. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. David McCormick.
Never heard of him.
Cornel West?
Cornel West, you say from 1 to 100?
From 0 to 100.
0 to 100. I would say 50.
Okay. Tim Scott.
Tim Scott, 10%.
Okay. Republicans in Congress.
Man, they 5.
Okay. Bob Casey Jr.
Bob Casey. Is Bob Casey a Democrat or a Republican?
Wouldn't be able to tell you, sir.
You would? You don't know that?
I just wouldn't be able to tell you.
You can't tell me? You don't know Bob Casey's a Democrat or a Republican?
No, sir.
Okay. I'll give Bob Casey 40%, because I believe he is a Democrat.
Okay. Now, Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. He's at 80.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. I'll give her 70.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is 10.
Hakeem Jeffries.
Hakeem Jeffries, he's 99.
Okay. Democrats in Congress.
Oh, Democrats in Congress. I'm going to say 70.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
No, Joe Biden.
Okay. If the general election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Bob Casey Jr. and Republican David McCormick, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
I'm not going to say undecided, because I just told you, if you can't tell me, I'm not sure if Bob Casey is a Democrat, and I think he is, so I can't really answer that question. And McCormick, I know his name, but I'm not sure if he's a Democrat or not, so I can't even answer the question. But I know the names, though. I know the names. I just don't remember where they're at.
Okay.
What party they're from.
Which candidate would you lean towards supporting, Democrat Bob Casey Jr. or Republican David McCormick?
I can't tell you that. I can't answer that question.
Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Say that again?
Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yes.
Would you say yes a lot or yes some?
Some.
Okay. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Yes.
And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration?
The things that he's passed so far, like the infrastructure bills, there's two things that he passed that I'm in favor of. He's trying to get more done, but he just can't get it passed through Congress because of the House being with the majority in the House. He can't get things passed without those guys helping to get passed. That's the Republicans in the House. How much longer is this?
It would only take a couple seconds more.
Couple seconds.
And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
What he's doing? Only
yes.
Thing I hear about Donald Trump is everybody's against him, he says, and everything is rigged, and everybody's trying to get him, and so on and so forth. He's denying that he ever did anything wrong in his life.
Okay. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less.
Okay. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
I listened to Donald Trump at his rallies. I listened to the cases that he had on him, the charges that was filed against him, the civil charges, the civil trial, and the criminal trial, and all the stuff that's happening with him. And that's basically can turn you off from someone. And just listening to him talk.
Now, I would like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Donald Trump getting elected president again. A lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, stagnant wages and rising costs, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the lack of quality education opportunities, rising crime and violence.
You said I could pick two. The rollback, the rolling back of what, you know, the things for the black community. They rolling back a lot of stuff that was passed, and they're going backwards with it, and Trump being elected again.
Okay. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden would be better at dealing with that issue. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
I didn't hear what you said again. What was the question again?
For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden would be better at dealing with that issue. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
What do you mean when you say the rights of the rights of them?
Is this the question? The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
What's the right? What do you mean about the rights of them?
No.
What
not
they stand for?
Rights. It's an RISE.
RISE. Oh, the rise of them.
Yes.
The rise of them. And you say who would do what?
Please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden would be better at dealing with that issue.
I think Joe Biden would.
Okay. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Joe Biden.
Okay. Growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you.
Joe Biden.
Okay. Implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Joe Biden.
Securing our borders.
Oh, securing our borders. I'm going to say Joe Biden.
Okay. Bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Joe Biden.
Okay. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference?
It doesn't make me more or less to support him. I'm still going to support him, but I don't agree with what's going on with that war. And I think it could be, I just don't know. I think it could be handled in a better way. And, I'm not going to say that it's going to make me not vote for him, but it's not a good sight as a male. I don't approve of it, the way it's being handled.
Okay. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with that verdict?
Agree.
Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Disagree.
How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media?
Say that again.
How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media?
I don't receive anything from them. I just I watch stuff on the news. I do look at some stuff on social media, but I don't receive anything from social media.
Okay, so would you say not often?
Not often, no.
Okay. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, or other?
YouTube.
YouTube, okay.
Yeah.
Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12th grade.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Separated.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
I haven't been in some time. I've been ill and I haven't been able to get out as much.
Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
I didn't hear the question fully, but I'll say half, just half.
Okay.
Oh, that all right. It's like a mixed neighborhood.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
It's urban.
Okay. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside? I apologize, I'll read that again. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
I don't really know where my grandparents were born, but I don't believe so. I believe they were born in the United States.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
All right. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you.